begin the current daf and set this condition daf pay. We begin on the bottom line of daf ayin tesma beis, where the Gemara continues to qualify the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that if a person got married either here or overseas, ultimately he went overseas, he had children, then he comes back. Now we want to know if the children are meyuchas or not. So we say that if he proves the mother is a meyuchas, then all, or if she was meyuchas before they left, then he has to just prove that the children are from that mother. However, if the children are young children, as we explained in the Gemara, that they're attached, they're clinging to the mother, then it doesn't even have to be proof regarding the children, because it's obvious that the children are the children of this woman, and since she's miuchas, so therefore the children are obviously miuchas. Now, that the Gemara qualifies that halacha. Amar Shlakish, Rish Lakish says, as we continue on top of payment alf, Lo Yishonu, we didn't learn that we rely on the fact that they're karuch achar imoy, that they're clinging to the mother, to say that obviously they're the children of this woman, and if the woman is miyuchas, they're miyuchas too. That was ela b'kodesh ha'gvul. That was only if, let's say, the father is a kohen, so they continue to eat, the children could eat kodesh ha'gvul, meaning things like truma, from the fact that once he brings proof regarding the woman that she's shared to kahuna, so we can rely on that the children who are clinging to her, that they're her children, and they're not halalim, they're not the child of some other forbidden union, let's say he had with a grusha, which would make them to halalim and make them forbidden to partake of truma. But it's only for things like that. Av b'yuchasin, but says Rish Lakish, but let's say if there were daughters, and it was regarding the ability to marry in yichus, to marry kahanim, that lie there, we don't allow them to marry kahanim until we bring proof that they're the daughters of this woman. Just the fact that they're clinging to this woman would consider them, as our Mishnah said, the children regarding eating truma, but for yichus, which we always give an elevated status for, that we wouldn't rely on that, that we would need to have proof that they're the children of that woman. Now, Rabbi Yechanan Ma'afil B'yuchas, and he disagrees with Rish Lakish. He says that we rely on the chazaka, which is that they're clinging to the mother, which the assumption always is, you see a woman with little children holding on to her, that they're her children, and therefore even for the halachas of yichas, for marrying to kuna, we would rely on the fact that if she's miyuchas, her children, even if we don't have proof that they're her children, would also be considered miyuchasim. Now, the Gemara says, V'az Rabbi Yechanan Tamei, Rabbi Yechanan that says, that we rely on the chazaka, which was established by the fact that the virtue that these little children are holding on to her, that makes the chazaka the assumption that this is their mother, that he goes according to his opinion, as we're going to see, that even regarding capital punishment, to get skila and sreifa, you rely on the chazaka, for sure, and that's why Rabbi Yechanan goes according to his opinion here in disputing Rish Lakish, for sure regarding yichus, to be able to marry into kahuna, for sure we're going to rely on a chazaka such as this, which is clinging to the mother. As the Gemara says, Dam Reb Chiya bar Abba Amr B'yechnan. Reb Yechnan said, Malkin al chazakas. You get lashes for a chazaka. In other words, regarding something that it's just based on a chazaka, even if there's no testimony, a person could get lashed for that. Seiklim b'servin al chazakas. So too, as the Gemara will shortly explain, you get stoned or get the misa of sreifa just based on a chazaka. However, the Gemara will clarify this later, Ve'in Sreifin Truma al Chazakas. However, you do not burn Truma based on a Chazaka. In other words, if there's something that the way we know that it's Tame is because of a Chazaka, not because there's any proof that it's Tame, and then that touch Truma, for example, like the Gemara will bring the case of a child who the assumption always is that a Chazaka, that he's Tame, because he searches and plays around in the garbage dump where there's a nevelis and shiratzim which make a person tame, and then he touches truma. The halacha Rabbi Yechanan says that we actually don't burn the truma, even though if it was for sure tame, we would burn it. But rather, as the Gemara explained, the reason we're tailin, we suspend it, you don't eat it, but you don't burn it, as the Gemara says, because ultimately the dough itself has its own cheskes taira, and now the fact that there are a minority of minors that don't play in the garbage dump, so together with those things, although we're not going to say that it's tahar, but we're not going to say either that you're going to burn it either. So although we generally even will give a schib skila regarding the chazaka, but in that case, the Gemara will explain the case where he holds that you do burn truma based on the chazaka, but in the case that's being discussed, he says you wouldn't burn truma based on the chazaka. For example, the chazaka of a child playing with nevelis and shiratzim, where there, ultimately, there are some other factors that won't allow us to say that it's for sure tami to burn it, again, because of the chazaka of the dough itself, that it's tahar, and the minority of children that don't play in the garbage dumps. But now the Gemara explains these three halachas of Rabbi Yechanan. Malkan al-chazaka is ki Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that Rabbi Yechanan says that you get lashes based on the chazaka is like Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. Dam Rabbi Yehuda said, Huchazaka nidu b'shchinoy seha. if a woman was assumed to be a nida, menstruating woman, amongst her neighbors, that is, her neighbors saw that today she was wearing her nida garment, which in Talmudic times, she would wear special garments that were only when she was a nida, so that she would be different than the other garments she wears when she's not a nida. So the halacha is baila loika lemishim nida. If that night the husband has beer with her, he gets lashes for the virtue of that she's a nida. How do we know she's a nida? Because chazaka, what's the chazaka? Because we saw her wearing those nida garments. So though we don't have any clear testimony, that chazaka is enough, because it must be that you violated the negative prohibition of nida, and therefore you get lashes. Seiklim is servant al chazakas. So too, there's going to be stoned and getting burnt for chazaka. K'di Rabbi Bar Avuna, like Rabbi Bar Avuna says, Dami Rabbi Bar Avuna, Ish ve'isha tinik v'tinaikis, a man and a woman, a boy and a girl, shegdilu b'teich habayis, they grew up in the same house. The assumption is that this is his wife and these are his children, but we didn't. No one ever came and testified and said that this man is married to this woman and that these are their children, but we see them living in the house together. Says Rabbi Barav Huna that they're niskalin zelzeh, that will cause them to get skilu one with the other. In other words, if the boy has bia with the woman, then the son is going to get skila, as the halacha is when the son has bia with his mother. And so there's going to be the halacha of sreifa, and that is if the man has bia with the daughter, because halacha is that bita is besreifa. This is the lishitasa of Rabbi Yechanan, where you see that you even get skila and sreifa get chiv misis bezdin. Based on the chazaka, we don't know for sure that these are the children, but the assumption is you're living together, that this is the husband, the wife, and these are the children. So you see, based on the chazaka, you're going to get chiv misis bezdin for sure, based on the chazaka of like Karach HaCharev and Halacha VaMishnah, you'll be able to remarry into Yuchsin. And actually, the Gemara brings a story that illustrates this halacha. Amr b'shim ben Pazi, Amr b'shim Malevi, b'shim ba'kapara, there was an incident with the story of a woman that came to Yerushalayim. The tinik murkav lak sefer, she was carrying a child on her shoulder. The higdilasai, and she brought him up in the house, meaning with the assumption that this was her son. Uvala, and later on, the boy had bia with this woman. The hivim lebeznu skolam, and they brought them to the courts and they stoned them. Now, lebim neshub navade, not because this was definitely her son. Like Rabbi Yochanan Zalacha, rather because this was the child that was clinging to her, that is a chazaka, that this is her mother, and if a boy has bia with his mother, that's going to be a chiv eskila. So we see Rabbi Yochanan's halacha for sure would be regarding Yochasan. Now, the third halacha that we mentioned to prove this Rabbi Yochanan Shaitasa was ve'in serfin truma ala chazakas. But you're not going to burn truma based on a chazaka of something that's tameh to say that the dough is tameh. Where the Amr B'Shem Malakish, or Shem Malakish actually disagrees and he holds Sarfin al Chazakas. He says you do burn Truma based on the Chazaka. Rabbi Yechanan ain't Sarfin, he says that you don't burn. Now, V'az L'Tamayu, they go according to their opinion, which is mentioned elsewhere in the interpretation of a Mishnah, that's not like we learn the Mishnah Mesechtis Tahiris. And based on their interpretation over there is what their Machlekis is regarding this Halacha. The Mishnah there says as follows: Tinik Shenimtsu B'Tzara Isa. You left a piece of dough, and guess what? Child is going to get his hands into it. So you find a child at the side of a piece of dough, and he has a small piece of dough in his hand, which is obviously that he took it from the larger piece of dough. Now, the halacha is, Remei Matar, he says that the dough is going to be tar, and the chacham say that it's going to be tame. Why? What's the norm for a child? A child, he plays around in the garbage dumps where the shrotzim and the velas, these are vermin and dead animal carcasses where they're metame a person. So the child's definitely tame. He touched the dough, he's metame the dough. Now, Vavinaba, that's the Mishnah Masechta Taurus. Now, we had asked regarding that Mishnah, my time of Reb Meir. Chum say clearly why they say it's tame. What's the reason for me that it says it's going to be tar? Now, the reason is because Ksava Rav Tinoikis Mitapkin. He says because, yeah, the majority of children, they play around the garbage dump. Now, Omirei Metapchen, there are minority children that don't play around the garbage dump. In other words, and they would not become tamei with the shrotzim and nevelas. Now, moreover, V'isa b'cheskes tahare medes. The dough, up until now, has a presumption that it's tar. You want to say that it's tamei because you're saying the child's tamei and he touched it. But you have these two elements. You have v'smeich mi'uta. You can then bring near the mi'ur, the minority of children that don't play in the garbage dumps, l'chazaka to the presumption of tahara of the dough. And Israeli Ruben, therefore, that creates a deficiency in the majority of children that you're saying that a metapchen to say that the child's for sure tummy to make the dough into something that's tummy. Now, this is based on Rameir's principle mentioned many times in Shas, For example, in Nida Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, where the minority is not totally nullified. We know there are Meir's opinions of Chayish Lamiute. You're always concerned about the minority. So therefore, that means to say that it's still extant. Yes, you go after majorities, but the minority is still a factor to reckon with. Now, therefore, when there's something that it could combine with, it will combine. And hence, since you have a chazaka together with the miut, the rei will not allow you to say that for sure the child's tame, and therefore the doe is tame. No. The doe has a cheskes tara, and there's a minority of children that are not becoming tame. Those two elements will overpower the rei of children who are tame, and therefore the doe is going to retain its tara. But the Rabbanan, miute command the lesser tame. They hold that the minority of children not being becoming tame is like it's non-existent, where it's batal lagabi rav, just like we always say bitl b'rav, it's nullified, it's void in the majority. The Rabbanan go according to their opinion elsewhere in Shas that they're not concerned for minorities. We don't recognize it. We don't reckon with it. So therefore, what you're left with is a ruba v'chazaka. You have a chazaka with the dough that it was tar, but then your majority of children who become tame, who for sure he's tame based on the rav, and therefore the dough that he touches tame, and ruba adav. So therefore the majority is better than the chazaka. Because chazaka, all it tells you is that, yeah, what it was up until now, it's still now. But majority of children are tame. And therefore, if he touched his dough, it removes it from its chazaka. And therefore, the dough is going to be tame, according to Rabbanim. Now, regarding that machlokes, specifically in the opinion of the Rabbanan, Om Rish Lakish, Mishum Reb Oishir, Rish Lakish said in name Reb Oishir, Zuhi, this is the type of chazaka, Shesorfin Ala Asa Truma, that you will burn the Truma. In other words, this chazaka, the children are assumed to have played in the garbage dump, will allow us to actually burn the Truma. In other words, this that the Rabbanan say that they're metamin it, again, because the majority of children, tells us that you burn the dough. Rabbi Yechon disagrees. He says, no, ain't zu chazaka shasarv in the lot of truma. This is not the type of chazaka that you're going to burn truma. In other words, when the Rabbanan said that it's tamei, it was only litlay, so it was only to suspend it. In other words, yes, you can't eat it, but neither do you go ahead and burn it. That's the machlokes regarding interpreting this opinion of Rabbanan, which again goes into the machlokes regarding would you burn truma based on the chazaka. Yet there's a chazaka that this child is tamei because of the rav. Hence, we should say that the dough is tamei. It is tamei, say the Rabbanan. But how far? And that is because Rish Lakish says, that's for sure tamei, so you're going to burn it. Whereas according to Rabbi Yechon, it says, no, you still have the miut, even though you don't recognize with it. And moreover, the dough has a cheskes tyra, so therefore you can't burn it, although you're not going to be able to eat it. That's what the Rabbanan mean, that it's litlois for that it's going to be considered tamei. Now the Gemara then asks, so ele eze chazaka Rabbi Yechonon shesarv in the lesser truma. So then what would be a case of chazaka kind of Rabbi Yechonon that would allow us to actually go ahead and burn the truma? So the Gemara says, kididan, like we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, isa b'toich habayis, if the dough in a house, ushrotzim utzvardim. Now there are shrotzim and svardim. As Rashi explains, the sheretz, which is the type of eight creepy, crawly creatures that transmit tumah, is a reference to a tzav. A tzav is very similar to a tzvardeya. A tzav is tame, a tzvardeya, a frog, is tar. Now you have both these shrotzim and svardim, look the same, but they're actually halachically very different. I'm a taplim sham. They're discarding pieces of themselves, which are parts of, if it's from the tzav, it's a sheretz, it's dead parts of this tzav, which would transmit tumah. So they're both discarding parts of themselves, shedding parts of themselves. Now, there are pieces, and we don't know if it's from the shratzim or from the tzvardim, that are found in the dough. So is the dough tamei or not? So says the Braisa, im roiv shratzim, in other words, if the house is assumed to have more shratzim, more tzavs, than tzvardim, then tamei, then the dough is going to be tamei, even to be burnt. Now, the reason why this is different than the previous halacha, Rabbi Yechonon said it's only litlois, is because here, first of all, you have a chazaka of the tara of the dough versus a ruba, a raiv, what's called, as Rashi says, the isekaman. The raiv, the majority, is here. It's right here. Proportionately, you would say that the odds are, from what's here, that the majority are the non-kosher type. The tummy type is the tzav, and therefore we're going to say that it probably came from that, and therefore the dough is going to be tummy. In contrast to the case of the child, if we're not sure if he was jumping in the garbage dumps with the shrotzim, that's only called a ruba de lesser kamon. That's a majority that's not here. We assume, generally, children do these things. But that doesn't mean regarding this child that for sure he is from that majority. It's just that's a majority of what's called lesser kamon, and therefore that wouldn't allow us to go ahead and burn it. That ruba v'chazaka, although we'll say that ruba adiv to make it tummy, but it wouldn't make it to be burnt. Here is the case Rabbi Yochanan would agree that if the majority are tzav, so look at all these frogs where there's the tummy ones and the tar ones, we would definitely assume it's from the tummy ones and therefore would even allow us to burn it. If the majority are frogs, which are not those that transmit tumah, then it's going to be tar. Now the Gemara says, Tanika v'aseid Rabbi Yochanan v'abraisa, that supports Rabbi Yochanan, that again, regarding that Mishnah Masechtas Tahiris, that the Rabbanan said it's going to be tummy, not a grameir, is only litlis, only to suspend it, meaning that you don't eat it, but you don't burn it either. Because the Braisa says as follows, Shnei Dvarim, Ein Behem Das Lishal, there are two things that it doesn't have intellect to inquire by it if it became tummy, but va'asum chacham kamash yesh behem das lishal. But the sages made them halachically like things that could be asked regarding if they contracted tumah. Because the halach is, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Nidah Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that something that has das, like a person that could be asked, in Rishus HaYach, in the private domain, the doubt is going to be halachically tummy. Because generally, by something that doesn't have das lishal, like an animate object, something that doesn't have intellect, that halacha is generally that even in Rishus HaYachid, the suffix is going to be tahar. So, however, it says the Braisa that there are two exceptions, where although it doesn't have das lishal, the sages made it as if it does have das lishal, and therefore if it's in Rishus HaYachid, the suffix will be tummy, not like it should usually be, which is tahar. They are tinik, the case of a child, vaydacheris in another case. So, as it explains, Tinnik Hadamar, in the case of the child, is the case that we just discussed before, when you find him on the side of the dough and he's holding a piece of dough in his hand. Now, the reason why they made him like that, if there is Das Lishal, is because that's the derech. We said it's normative for the child to do these types of things, so therefore it gives us a greater assumption. Therefore, the suffix is going to be Tamei Bershus HaYachid, and we'll see shortly what type of Tamei. Va'idah Cheres Mahi, what's the case of the other one, where they also said it's as if it has Das Lishal? Is Isa B'teich HaBais. There's a dough in the house, and there's Ritana Goylim, there are chickens, Umashkin Tameim Sham, and there's also Tamei liquids over there. Now, Vinimtsu, now it was then found, as we continue Tamed Beis, Nikurim Be'isa, that the chickens had pecked away at the dough. So the halacha is, Toilin, we suspend. In other words, if this is a dough of Truma, we're concerned that maybe the chickens drank from the Tamei liquids, and when the Tamei liquids were still dripping in their beaks, then they went and pecked away at the dough. So the halacha is, lo eichlim, lo sarfin. We only suspend, we don't know for sure, we don't eat, but we don't burn it either. Now, says the Gemara, sounds like Rabbi Yochanan, because from the fact that we said that these two things, we equated them that as if they have das lishal, where you can't ask the dough, you can't ask the chicken what happened, so generally it should be suffik, even rishus hayachid tar, we say, but it's going to be tamei. But from the fact that we say that it's only going to be tailin, it sounds like that the halach of tinik is the same thing, that the halach is going to be tailin. Yes, it's going to be tamei, b'shus ha'yachid, the suffik, but only to suspend it, not to burn it. That's the Rabbi Yochanan, which he said regarding that same halach of the tinik on the side of the dough. Although the Chacham says it's going to be tamei, it's not to burn it, it's only to suspend it. Now, Amri B'Shem Levi qualifies regarding this brayse that we just quoted. Says, lo yishanu ila b'mashkin levanim. It was only said regarding if the liquids that were in this house with the dough and the chickens were white liquids. But if they were red liquids, so im isa denakir, if it would be true that they had pecked on the dough after they drank from the red liquids, made the idea. It would be recognizable, you would know. And therefore he says in such a case, actually, you wouldn't have to suspend it even, you wouldn't have to suspect, because obviously they didn't drink from it and then peck. Now the Gemara asks on this, however, the dima bulasino isa, but how do you know? Maybe they pecked in it when they had the red liquids in their mouth, but the dough absorbed the liquid, and therefore it's not on the surface. But maybe it is going to be tamei. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Davez shama beribi." This thing, the Gadol Hadar, in reference to Rabbi Shimon Levi, he heard this upirusha leishama, but he didn't hear the qualification. In other words, that actually he should have qualified this halacha not only with white liquids, but actually even with red liquids, and he should have said, "Loishano el b'mashkim tzlulim." This was only said regarding clear liquids, which are easily absorbed. Which, yes, that would apply even to red liquids. Shebevua shel tinik, that the reflection of a child, the shine, the form of the face, is nikrba, would be recognizable because it's so clear. Avmashkim akurim loy. But when it's murky liquids, then no. Then it's not going to be tummy because it was murky and it's red. Then it's something that you would have recognized on the surface. It wouldn't get such a clean absorption into the dough. But you're right, if it was clear, then even when it's red liquid, you would still have to assume that maybe it was absorbed in, and therefore it's going to be tamei. As we said, according to Rabbi Yechanan, sounds like Thailand, that it's going to be suspended. You can't eat it, but you don't burn it either. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, concluding the last two Mishnahs in our Masechta, talking about halachas of yichud, of the prohibition of a man to be secluded with a woman because of inappropriateness that it might lead to. So the Mishnah says, Lo yisyachid odim im shtei nashim. A person is not allowed to be secluded, not just with one woman, but even with two women. Now the reason, as the Gemara will explain, is because women are what's called daitin kala. They're easily swayed, and since they could both be seduced, you're not going to have that one's going to be afraid of the other one, that she's there, because she'll say that she'll do the same thing as me, and therefore that could still lead to inappropriate things. So one man cannot be secluded even with two women. But one woman could be secluded with two men because one man would be embarrassed in front of the other one, and therefore they're not going to do anything inappropriate. Reb Shimon Oimer, he says, Af ish echad misyachad mishnei nashim. You could have even one man secluded with two women, bizman sheishto imay, if his wife is with him. And v'yashnimam bepondiki, he could sleep with them in the hotel. Mibnei sheishto mishamrasi, his wife is watching him, is safeguarding him. So even though a man cannot be secluded with two women, if his wife is there, then she's protecting him, and then there's no problem. Now another halacha the Mishnah tells us, misyachad adam im imay ve'imbita. A man could be secluded with his mother and with his daughter. And the Gemara will explain the reason for this, although they are arayas to him, and seemingly they should have the halacha of Isra Yichud. And v'yashnimoim, he could even sleep with them, meaning the boy could sleep with his mother when he's young, bekiruv basr, even with touching skin, as the Mishnah qualifies, but v'imhigdilu, when they get big, then zu yishenu b'ksusa, v'zeh yashim b'ksusa, then she sleeps in her garments and he sleeps in his garments. In other words, the same thing is also a daughter with her father when she's young. Then they could sleep bekir of baser, but when they get older, then you have to sleep in your own clothes. Now the Gemara asks, my timer, what's the reason for the opening halacha of our Mishnah that we said a man cannot be secluded with two women, in contrast to a woman that could be secluded with two men? So Tan Belyo is taught in the yeshiva of Eliyahu, Hayil v'noshim daitin kalas alein. Since women, that their das is light on them. In other words, that regarding the application, they could be easily seduced, and therefore, even with two women, it could still lead to inappropriateness. Now, the Gemara asks, Menan Emile, from where do we know the primary halacha of Yichud? Amr b'Yichud n'mishum b'Shmol. He says, Remez li'Yichud min ha'tar minayin. Where do we know an allusion to this halacha of being secluded with a person from the other gender, that it's forbidden from the Torah? Shnemak, it says a pasuk in Devarim. The pasuk in Devarim is told in the context of doing Avodah Zarah. It says, Ki yisischo achicho ben imecha, that it will be that if your brother, the son of your mother, meaning your maternal brother, will seduce you, as the pasuk there goes on and says in Devarim Yud Gimel Zayin, Nelcha v'navde elehim achirim, let's go and serve other gods, and so on. Don't listen to him. Now, the question is, v'chi ben aim mesis, what only his maternal brother, his mother's sons, seduces him, ben av enemesis, but the son of his father doesn't seduce him? So Ella rather, says the Gemara, the reason why it picks in the pasuk ben imecha, the son of your mother, is lo'imelcha, it's coming to allude to you the following concept. That is, a son is found to be with his mother, because ben misyachari mimoi. A son can be secluded with his mother, so therefore he frequents her. I mean, if he can't be secluded with his mother, he wouldn't be there so often, because if people leave and then he's stuck with his mother, it would be a halachic problem, a conundrum. So what it teaches you is that, no, a son is by his mother a lot, because he could be secluded with her. And that's why Ben Imecha might seduce you, because you both share the same mother, and you're both going to hang out over there because you have no concerns for Yichud. But that what that also teaches you is, if it's coming to tell you that you're permitted to seclude with your mother, is that you're forbidden to be secluded with any other arayas in the Torah, which is a married woman or anything like that, then it is forbidden to be secluded with such a woman. And therefore, that's the source for the halacha of Yichud min ha-Torah. Now, the Gemara, however, asks, Pashtid the krub b'maiksiv, but the simple translation of the pasuk, what is it coming to say regarding when it's talking about being seduced to do idol worship? Why does it pick Ben Imecha, the son of your mother, versus any brother, even the son of your father? So I'm not, in other words, it's coming to allude to this halacha regarding the yichud, but again, regarding the context of hasaso of avodah zarah, why does it say ben imecha? So Amar Abaye says, "Lo mebaye kama." It's coming to tell you even a bigger chiddush. In other words, Lo mebaye ben avid didn't have to tell you regarding the son of your father. The son he laid that he hates him because they share the same inheritance of their father. So he wants to the ayitz le eitzis royce. He counsels him for bad advice. He wants to do bad to you because you're taking away from him. That's what the pasuk wouldn't have to tell you. They shouldn't listen to him. Elafila ben aim, the loisonile, but what it's coming to tell you is even the son of the same mother. Well, he doesn't hate you because they don't share the same inheritance. He inherits his father, he inherits his father. Aimitzaisle, you would think to say that you would listen to him. Kamash Mulan, that's the pasuk is teaching you, even ben imecha, who doesn't hate you, don't listen to him because if he's taking you away from Judaism, it's not a good thing that Torah says is forbidden. Now the Gemara says, name masnitin de loikabashal. Let's say our mission that says that a man. That a man is forbidden to be secluded with two women is not like Abba Shaul, who seemingly clearly says that a man could be secluded with two women. The Tanakh learned the Braisa. Kol shloishim yayim. Regarding a child that dies within the first 30 days of life, you don't have to honor him in his death to take him out to burial, neither with a coffin or with a bed or a box. Rather, yaitze b'chek, he could just go out in the bosom. You could just carry him. The nikva be'isha achas v'shnei anoshim, you could bury him with one woman and two men. In other words, you don't have to have a multitude to have the levi to escort him. Rather, it's enough with three people. Avoloi be'ish echad v'shnei anoshim, but not with one man and two women. Because the halachic problem of yichud. And the reason being is because their cemeteries were not near the city. They were at a distance. They would be secluded over there. One man cannot be secluded with two women. Abashalaymer, he says, av be'ish echad v'shnei anoshim. Even one man and two women could go out and bury this child. So you see that he holds that there's no problem of yichud of one man and two women, not like our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, afilu tema Abba Shaul. You could say our halacha, the Mishnah, is like Abba Shaul, who generally agrees one man cannot be secluded with two women because daitin kalis. But b'shas aninis tover yitzre. At the time of mourning, where they just lost a child, then the inclination for evil is broken. They're not going to come to do anything wrong, and therefore that's a case which is an exception that he allows it, but generally not. Now, the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan who say even in such a case, when it's for burial, you cannot have one man secluded with two women. He says, quoting a pasuk in Eicha that says, what could a living man lament? Gever al chatav, a man on his sins. In other words, what it's coming to say is, what does aninus, what does mourning help for a person to rely on that, to be careful of his inclination? And that is, as the Gemara says, afilu b'shas aninose shel adam. Even at a time of a person's mourning, where they're coming to bury a child, Yitzri Miskaber love, his inclination still overpowers him. In other words, as long as a person is alive, he has to be, as the Pasuk says, Gevra al Chatav, a man on his sins, because if not, if he's not a mighty warrior, his inclination is going to overpower him and make him sin, even at a time of mourning. Now, but Vabashal, Kiksev Ahu, he says that, no, that Pasuk is talking about something else. It's talking about somebody that's complaining about all the things that happened to him in his life. And this is what the pasuk is saying. What could a person complain about the measurements that are? In other words, when it says it means like lama yisoyin adam chai. Why is a person lamenting? How could a person complain about what's happening to him after all the kindness that Hashem says I do for him, that I give him life and I don't make him die? And that is the chigevra al chatav, which the pasuk then continues to say is he a warrior on his sins that he didn't sin to me, and that he's as if he's living with his own righteousness? The pasuk is basically saying, let it be enough for him that he's alive. How could a person complain? That's what it's talking about, but not that it's talking about that a person would even sin during the time of mourning. Whereas Rabbanan, they would answer that even if you would explain the pasuk, you want to say it, and even if we'll assume like you're saying that at a time of mourning, a person's inclination is broken and we're not concerned that he's going to come to sin. But still, say the Rabban, you have to be concerned because sometimes it's not actual real mourning over there. And they make believe as if they're carrying a dead child and they're really going out to sin. Kahu maisa that he itzah, like there was actually such an incident with that woman, dava uvda vafikse, that there was such an incident that they took out a child that was really still alive under the guise that he's dead, to do a sin with her, where the cemetery was, where again you see that we can't allow this, even if it's quote a mourning, because it might not be, it might just be a ruse, and therefore one man can never be secluded with two women, even in a, so to speak, time of mourning. Now the Mishnah said, Aval isha achas, but one woman could be secluded with two men. Now, but Amr Rav Yehuda Meravi qualifies this halacha. He says, Lo yishanu ila b'ksheim, we only said this by two upstanding men where they would be embarrassed one or the other, and then they're not going to come to sin, so therefore she could be secluded with them. Al beprutzim, but by people that have low moral standing, afila be'asara namiloi, then even 10 men cannot be secluded with one woman. As the Gemara says, Hava Maisa, there was actually such an incident. Vahitzi'u asara b'mita, 10 men took a woman out to the cemetery, as with the assumption, oh, she's dead, and they went to do inappropriate things with her, and she was a married woman. So you see, even 10 men, that if they're low-standing people, you can't trust them, and even 10 men with one woman would be forbidden. Now, Amar Yosef, he proves this point. He says, Teda, you should know. You have 10 people that get together to steal a beam. In other words, how is a beam stolen, which takes 10 people to carry? You see that obviously 10 people get together. They're not embarrassed one or the other. So if it's someone that's a pirate, someone that breached through the barriers of modesty, then you can't trust even 10 people with one woman. So the Gemara says, Name Misayeli. Let's say the Mishnah Masechta Saita supports this halacha of Yehuda Merav. Because the Mishnah there says that Maisrunloi, that Bezdin, the courts give over to a man that warned his wife, which is called Kinui, and then she did steer, which is that she secluded with the man that he warned her to stay away from. So after the process of Kinui and steer, he takes her up to Bezdin, to the Yerushalayim, to give her a drink. So on his way from his local court to the Bezdin HaGadol, so his courts give him over Shnei Tamid HaChacham, two Talmudic scholars, Shem Yovei Le'Baderech, because then maybe on the road, the husband will have a change of heart, he'll have Bia with his suspected adulterous wife, which is actually forbidden to him. As the Mishnah teaches us in Seitech of Zayin Mabez, it says two times in the Pasuk Nitma that she was defiled, which means that she's forbidden to the Baal, the one that she had that affair with, and for her husband. Now, moreover, if the husband actually ends up having bia with her on their way up to Yerushalayim, the water that the Saita drinks is not going to inspect her. Because the Pasuk in Bamidbar Hay says, V'nika ish mi oven, and the man will then be cleansed from sin, which the Gemara tells us, when the man is cleansed from sin, then the water checks his wife. If he's not cleansed from sin because he actually committed a sin himself by having bia with his Saita wife, the water doesn't check his wife. And therefore, actually, it's going to come out that the name of Hashem was erased for no purpose. So therefore, they send Talmudic scholars with him. Now, it sounds like Tamid HaChacham in. Talmudic scholars is who they send these two people with the man because they're ksherim, they're upstanding people. In Shidi Alma, Lord, but regular people not, because then even our 10 people, like we said, wouldn't help to prevent an Isser being done with a woman. So seemingly that supports this halacha. The Gemara says, no, Shani Tamid HaChacham, that halacha over there that we have specifically Talmudic scholars is for a different reason. That's the Yadi, that's because they know, as we continue to have a Mepe'alf Manalf, La'asru Yebe. They know how to warn him. They warn him. In other words, regarding the Allah of Yichud, maybe it would help even with two Prutzim. It would help, because there would be that they would be embarrassed one or the other. The reason why they're saying Tamil Skal is not because of the Ksheim Shabai, it's because of that their knowledge, that they know to warn them and say, if you're going to have B with her, the whole purpose of why you did this whole Kenan steer is not going to help, because the ward is not going to inspect her. That's why you have Tamil Chachamim, but could be regarding the Allah of Yichud, it would apply even with Prutzim.